The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation. Celebrating their 25th year on the air, here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on over there, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How are you? How's things?
Everything's great. You know, it's kids are back in school. We're, I know summer's not technically over yet, but, you know, for all intent and purposes, it's in the books, and we're rocking and rolling here into September, and, you know, what's going to be, I think, a very interesting closeout to 2022 here in the next few months.
No doubt, you know, and we are seeing extreme volatility, you know, and the market's putting in a couple nice days this week, right after what was it, 2-3 weeks of really sharp downturn again after, you know, up July,
beating up August,
beating up a little bit in August. Now here we are after Labor Day, putting in some good work, so. Volatility will continue, and I think, you know, Doug, just to throw my opinion out there, I think we're going to see that with the markets until we can get an answer on this inflation, like kind of like, yes, it's peaked, you know, like something more definitive and where we are with all the rate hikes. And there was so much talk this week about the next Fed meeting. Are they doing 75 or are they doing 50 basis points? And that's, you know, I think once we get clarity, I think things will settle down.
Well, we know that market hates uncertainty.
Yep.
Right. They'll take clarity, even if it's what's perceived as bad news, like, but they want clarity, you know, and we don't exactly have clarity right now. So you're right that we're bouncing along here, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be interesting times. But, you know, Mike, what you have to remember, and a lot of people need to focus on this, is that for the most part, the damage was done in the market in the first half of the year. Right, we're almost net neutral here in the second half of the year, right?
Sure.
We had a good July and a bad August. Where are
right.
we going to go from here?
Right.
So when I was having a conversation with somebody the other day, and they were like, yeah, well, if I had, you know, done some investing, you know, it's potential I could have lost this, you know, X amount of dollars. And, you know, they don't work with us. And it was somebody, just a friend. And I'm like, well, when were you thinking of doing this? And he said to me, well, I was thinking of doing it like around May and June. And I said, you wouldn't be in as bad a shape as you think you would be in, you know, right now if you had made that decision then.
Yeah, no, and you know it's interesting too, Doug, is that like you said that you know it was just a disaster up to June 30th, and since then it's been really back and forth and et cetera. I think the biggest thing I could ask for this year is I would like to see the second half of the year get some certainty to it. You know what I'm saying? And I think if we can lay some groundwork in the second economically, where we kind of know where things are going and what's happening and get a little bit better of a forecast, I think we could, you know, set it up for 2023 at this point, you know, but like you said, the damage was done the first 6 months. Now, mm-hmm. now it's into the recovery, the groundwork, what's going to happen going forward. And I think the quicker we get our arms around it, the better things will be.
Yeah, I think that market-wise, my guess, right, and I don't have a crystal ball, but my guess is the worst is over in the market. Like, I think if we continue to get, you know, inflation numbers like this, we're still going to bounce around where we are right now. I don't per se see that there's a lot more downside here.
Yeah,
just my opinion.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting though, Doug, when you listen to the talk shows, the pundits, if you will, you know, there's a lot of naysayers out there, like another huge downturn to the mm-hmm. market coming. We're going to test the June 30th lows again.
Well, we did.
Yeah, and then there's people that are out there saying, no, I think inflation's kind of peaked here, even though nobody's declaring it yet. I think when we look back, that's going to be what. So, again, who's right, who's wrong? You know, you're getting a yes, you're getting a no. So you're going to get volatility until we can get a definitive answer on it.
Yeah, and you know what my it's the concern I have here, Mike, and it's repetitive. I know that people who listen to the show are like, I know what your concern is you're going to say right now, yeah. Doug, is that people aren't paying attention to what they're doing, and they're just saying, okay, you know, oh, well. And the important thing to remember is that there may be adjustments that are necessary in your circumstance right now. You might be okay, but there may be adjustments that you should be making because, as we've spoken about in the past, historically speaking, the types of companies that do well when the economy is you know, really rocking and rolling and doing well are typically not the same companies that will lead you out of the bottom when we go through a rough patch. And you just need to make sure that, you know, you have an investment strategy in place, an investment policy in place that gives you the best chance to take advantage of those types of opportunities.
100%, Doug. And you know, the thing, too, is about this year is you and I have done shows and segments about micro versus the macro. Macro being the big picture, the economy, you know, the whole deal. And the micro being your finances, your kitchen table.
Right.
Right. And if there was ever a time to pay attention, we always like macro, micro, what you can control versus what you can't control. We're always trying to tell you, take care of the micro. Take care of, you know, make sure you're doing the right things for your own personal house, your own personal plan. You can't take care of the big picture. Is this like any more of a period of time or shining time that it's evident that, you know, like things are going crazy on the macro, the inflation, you know, the gasoline hit $5, to all the crazy things that are going on that we can't control, that you or I can't control. None of us can control. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we come on a show and we talk, you know, it's our show. We bring up the topics. We talk about it. But you and I can't control it either. So what's there to do? And it's exactly what you're saying. You got to bear down on the micro, your kitchen table, your personal finances.
That's the thing, right? And it's so easy to get caught up in the macroeconomic of the thing. And folks, you know, just so you know, when we're talking about the macroeconomics, it's the big things that Mike was just referring to, the price of gasoline, the price of oil, you know, inflation, all the stuff that you and I cannot control. Okay. But what we need to do is we need to help you be positioned to best handle these circumstances when they arise, right? You know, for a long time, Mike, we used to talk to people about inflation and they would look at us like, you know, we had two heads. They're like, what do you talk about inflation? You know, there's no inflation. It's 2%. It's nothing. And, you know, we would say to them, well, you're right. Right now it isn't, but there's going to come a time when it comes.
Yeah.
And we're here.
Yeah.
And there's going to come a time when it's back to 2% again. But here's the thing is what people don't realize. There's commodities out there that you'll get price reduction in, okay? Gasoline is the easiest example for everybody to understand. We hit about $5 a gallon. Now regular is around the $3.50, you know, range. So there, that went down in price, right? But what is very unusual is that you see your normal everyday goods go down in price. You know, the fast food restaurants that had to raise their prices during all this, they're not going to put them back down. So you're not going to get, it's not going back to where it was. You're going to get, if we can get if the Federal Reserve can get inflation to where they want it to be, their target of 2%, well, from this point going forward, you're growing at 2% off of the 8 we just realized.
Yeah, a couple things, Doug. One is that that's why, you know, they have to try to, that's why you hear this, they're trying to choke the economy down and slow it up. I think the big thing, too, is that the housing market, right? That's always a big target that they're going after. That's why they're jacking up the prices and the rates. I think you and I were talking this week, you know, off the air and saying that the 30-year mortgage was broke. It was over 6% now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, that's some jump, right? I mean, I don't know how many months ago it was in the fours, but we're over six. I mean, that seemed like it happened.
Mike, it was in the threes within 12 months.
Okay, yeah. So in a blink of an eye, boom, you know. So you'll start hearing housing and stuff is selling. So, you know, they're going to do their thing. Doug, I want to get back to the micro, to the folks listening and what you're saying. Not only how are you invested, what's going on, the portfolios, the uncertainty, but this was a year of a sharp downturn. Are there changes that need to be done before the year end?
Right.
You know, there's positioning, there's tax consequences, there's capital gains. These are things that, you know, more so than normal have to be reviewed. Doug, from an economic standpoint, there's times things are just going steady as it goes for the most part. Yeah, there's always some drama out there, but it's not like we're seeing now with inflation. This one was the first one and how long that came up and really bit us.
Since the 70s.
Yeah, and I think people really have to really just, you know, it's beginning of September to December 31st. Take a look.
Yeah, don't be a financial ostrich, you know, and we used to do a lot of shows about, you know, financial ostriches, and people would come in and we'd laugh. They would go, you know, I heard you talk about the financial ostrich, and that's me. And, you know, what is the financial ostrich? It's they just take their head and they bury it in the sand and don't pay attention to what's going on out there. Because for a couple of reasons, they don't understand it, so it's scary, and they put their head down in the sand. The reason the ostrich puts his head in the sand is because he thinks that if he can't see you, you can't see him. So financially, that's what people do. You know, if the financial world can't see me, you know, if I can't see the financial world, it can't see me. But that's a mistake, folks. And so what, you know, we used to say is we want to rescue the financial ostrich out there. Get your head up out of the sand, even if it's for a short period of time. And let's just do a what if. Let's do a review of what's going on, you know, in your overall circumstance and situation.
Yeah. And you know, Doug, folks have heard me year after year after year saying Labor Day until tax day, April 15th, is just a huge financial period of time. You know, when you look at the entire calendar and you know, get things done before year end, take a look at things before year end. I think it's magnified this year that really, I mean, if there was ever a year that this window, this September 1st to December 31st, is kind of important for your personal finances more now than ever.
You know, Mike, I was also having a conversation with somebody, and we should probably spend, maybe I'll save this for the, remind me.
What you've been
I'll
doing,
save this for what have we been up to lately, because I think it's important, and I think that people need to, you know, pay attention to what that was. So just remind me to do that, and I'll jot down a note for myself too here. So, but as we're going along here, you know, market-wise, I think that we're going to see some bumping around here. And I do think that, you know, portfolios at this stage of the game, if you're not working with an advisor or somebody who, you know, set you up in preparation for this, because a lot of our clients, like, they're set up in preparation for these kinds of things. You know, one of the things is that we do Wealth Management Group, and you know, we say it in inside the office and we say it on the air, is that we're not here to make people, you know, ungodly rich. We're here to prevent you from ever becoming poor. And if we can start with that, then we can move forward. If we get rich along the way, fantastic. But we want to make sure that you maintain your standard of living. And, you know, when oil does go, you know, when gas does go up $2 a gallon, you can afford to continue to fill your tank. That's what's really important.
Yeah, that's a great point, Doug, because really, you know, our clients, people that have planned and you know, for whether it be their retirement income or had planning around it, this is really the time, you know what I'm saying, to that you know, putting those plans in place. And people say, well, wait a minute, the market's down. I don't get it. Investments are down. Like, but the planning and the stability, not have to fly by the seat of your pants or make a bad move. How many times, Doug, after this will be over, you and I will have new clients come in and they'll tell us that they did something during this period of time that was just, why?
Right.
Why, oh my goodness, could you've made a worse move, you know what I'm saying? And then they're coming in and they want the help and all that. So people make bad decisions during tough times.
Well, listen,
you know, and a lot, and I'm not picking on anybody because I get it. I understand why that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, one of the things, one of our responsibilities is to try to prevent people from making the wrong decision at the wrong time.
Right.
You know, and that applies when the market's zooming as well as when we're in tough market times. And, you know, the thing is, Mike, is that we always open up the show here in the first segment and we talk about markets, but and it's important, but it shouldn't be that important to the people listening to the show. The strategy and the planning, that's what's most important, and that's what you should be worrying about. Not so much what are Doug and Mike going to say about the market this week. It's how am I set up to live my financial life, and am I going to accomplish everything I want to accomplish and do the things I want to do?
Well, you and I have just been speaking now for about just about 15 minutes or whatever it is, and we're talking about the planning end of it. Did either one of us say, hey, market's good from here or market's going to crash from here?
Right.
We're encouraging you to take a look and try to plan for your situation.
Yeah. All right. We're going to hop to a break. When we come back, Mike, I want to take some time and I want to talk about inheritance planning, right? It's unfortunate. You know, as if you're a regular listener to the show, you know that at Wealth Management Group, we've had, you know, our fair share of, you know, clients pass away this year. And I think in inheritance planning is really important. So is it cool with you if we talk about that?
Sure.
All right. We're going to hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different, but one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
All right, folks, welcome back and glad you're investing some of your time here with us. And you know, Mike and I come out here each week and talk to you about stuff related to your money. And we say stuff because we talk to you about anything that has to do with your financial life to see if we can help guide you in the right direction. And, you know, that's what we want to do and help you with that and get you thinking about things. And we don't want you to procrastinate. We want to motivate you, you know, and get you going in the right direction. And there's so many different topics, Mike, for us to cover when it's related to money. And that is beneficial and helpful, you know, to people out there. And, you know, one of the big areas that I think needs a little bit more attention given to it by our listeners out there, that's inheritance planning, right? And there's two ends to inheritance planning here. And a lot of people just think about it on the end of, well, I'm the one who's going to die, right? So what's going to happen to my stuff? And we're going to talk about that with you. There's the other side of it. When you leave it, somebody's going to get that money. And what are they going to do with the money? The inheritance, the receiving end of inheritance planning might even be more important than the leaving end of the inheritance planning, Mike, when you take some time and you think about it.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. And when you think about it, right, so, you know, you inherit wealth, you inherit money. And for most people, generally, it's the largest sum of money they've ever received. So they're kind of, you know, it's, I hate to make this analogy, but it's like winning the lottery. What do I do? I'm my newfound wealth. I know, Doug, what we try to do is we try to make it a transition into an impactful lifetime financial relief or whatever you want to call it, right, Doug? I know a lot of people like to do the, they think, well, oh, I inherited money. I went and spent $40,000 on a car. I went and put $20,000 into the house. I did this, I did that. We believe that when you inherit money, it's no different than when you retire, right? And you're going to take all your retirement accounts and sit down. You got to create lifetime income. What are you doing with this lump sum of newfound wealth, this lump sum of money that can make an impact on you, not only for today, but for a lifetime? We believe that's the right approach when inheriting money.
Well, when you think about it, somebody spent their lifetime accumulating money, all right?
Yeah, great
accumulating
point.
Stuff, right? This is their – when people go – when you leave this earth, right, everybody's got a legacy that they leave behind in some way, shape, or form. Now, whether it's, you know, you're very philanthropic during your lifetime and you leave a charitable legacy behind, you know, that's fine. But at the end of the day, when somebody's saying, hey, you want to know something, and they start talking about somebody or talking about the things they did or the things they left behind, that's your legacy, right? That's who you are to the people who you meant something to during your, you know, during your lifetime. There's no other way to put that. And you worked so hard to accumulate your assets, your stuff. It's not just your money. It's not just money you have in savings accounts, right? That's or investment accounts. That's what people need to realize. It's your stuff. If you own real estate, if you own, you know, rental properties, if you own anything you own, that's your stuff when you pass away. And somebody's going to get that stuff when you pass away. It's going somewhere. What happens to it at that stage of the game and how does it get handled is of critical importance. And that's why we try to work with people. Number one, if you're the person who accumulated all that stuff, or if you know, perhaps you inherited it from your parents, and now we want to leave it to the next generation to come, and we want to do it tax efficiently, and we want to do the best we can to ensure that they're productive with the money. That's how family money and family wealth starts to accumulate over decades and generations, I meant to say.
Yeah, you know, Duncan, if you just, you know, kind of slow down and relax for a second when you think about all this, folks, is, okay, so I've spent a lifetime created wealth or whatever, accounts, home, et cetera, so on. As Doug's saying, at the end of the day, the first step is to who? Who do you want this to go to? You know what I'm saying? I want it to go to my son. I want it to go to my daughter. I want, you know, whatever. So that end of it is that, directing it. But really, that's all you can kind of really do at that time, right? The taxation, the direction, that type of stuff. Then the recipient is in a complete different mode. Okay, now it's my wealth, my time for a lifetime with it. How do I utilize it to enhance my financial future? How do I, to make my life easier, to do things better, to whatever? Is it, you know, reducing debt? Is it creating income? Is it letting it just invest wisely and grow over another X tens of years? So it's completely two different modes of inheritance, right? It's the giver, the passer on, the, you know, making sure it goes to, I'm happy, this is who I want to have it. I don't want them to pay tax or as least as possible. And then I can't really control what they do with it from that point forward, right? Doesn't that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So from there, it becomes a whole different prep, if you will, of what do I do going forward?
So we've seen cases where we've been able to encourage people to have a family meeting or in some way, shape, or form express the plans and the desires down to the next generation receiving it. And I'm going to tell you that my experience says that in many circumstances, those go a lot smoother and a lot better than ones that don't. Let me tell you from my observations, and Mike, you jump in on this as well, of situations that we've seen or encountered when there's no discussion that takes place beforehand. So you've passed away, mom or dad has passed away, and the money's going down to the next generation. So the kids receive it. This is what some of the circumstances we've seen. Some people feel guilty about using that money for anything. They will take the money. They will put it, if it's investments, they will leave it in an investment account. If it's a bank account, they will put it and they leave it in a bank. And they feel guilty about using that money for anything. And very often we've had the conversations of, I talked to your mother and father about this before they passed away. You should not feel guilty about using the money. Well, they didn't tell me that. I'm like, I know, I encouraged them to, but they didn't. So I'm telling you. And then the other circumstance that we see, Mike, is what? Spend it away.
Yep.
Go.
Yep.
Waste it away. So we know that the dynamics of having the meeting and talking about that in advance makes things better.
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, it's the layer of planning that makes a lot of sense. And it's, you know, kind of what's expected, you know, to happen and how it's going to play out. And we feel that's always a strength, if you will, to inheritance planning.
And it's a necessity, right? It really, really is. Just think about it, right? All of a sudden, out of nowhere, and this is not uncommon for where we live, right? Mom and dad own a house that's worth $500,000. They've got $500,000 in a retirement account, and then they've got a $200,000 life insurance policy, and they got another $300,000 in the bank. Lo and behold, next thing you know, you blink your eyes and you got $1.5 million estate sitting right there. $1.5 million. And now all of a sudden this money's going to go to somebody who maybe has $300,000 saved up and never knew what to do or how to handle this money in advance. That's a difficult thing for people. People get scared. They get nervous when that happens, Mike.
Yeah, and we find too, Doug, a lot of people want that help. They want that advice. How do I take this on now, and how does it get managed, and how is it most productive for me, and how's it going to last me a lifetime? That's really the smart, obviously it's a smart thing to do, right? I mean, like, you know, okay, I inherited this money. How do I, you know, we're just going to go squander it, you know, type of thing. It's how do I make this most productive for me, you know, to work and last a lifetime. And I don't know, you know, Doug, it's in a lot of ways, as we know, money's a habit. You know, people that their habit is they spend it and they run up debt. Then there's the good saver and frugal with the dollar, mm-hmm. right? I mean, so we go from one end of the spectrum to the other. And whether, I'll say parents, for lack of better words, are passing on this money to their children, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? They are who they are.
Right.
So, you know, you can almost, if you do nothing, you can expect what the results are going to be.
Correct.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And you know, that's what we want to try to avoid. We want to try and make it, you know, lay out how you want it laid out, not lay out how it may turn out on the other end. And listen, by no circumstances do we guarantee that, you know, they're going to follow the plan. Right. We've seen the plans laid out, and we've seen kids foolishly ignore the, you know, the plans and the wishes, right? We've seen it happen. On both ends, I got to say, too, we've seen people squander money away, and then we've seen people who just won't use it. You know, listen, your mother and father just left you $700,000. You're choking on, you know, a student loan that's outstanding of, you know, $25,000. Let's pay that off. Well, no, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know,
like that's one of the things, too. I got to tell you, I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, and the change in the stretch IRA, you know, for
it's huge.
You know, years ago used to be, okay, you could take the IRA over your lifetime. And even the worst of spenders or non-savers would kind of be like, okay, so I get a check every year for the rest of my life. And it was almost a speed bump, if you will, into the spending. And then, you know, when the law got changed and it's a, you know, 10 year and done, I think a lot of ways it hurt people.
Sure.
You know, because you can always take the money if you wanted it anyway. You
right.
don't have to stretch it over your life. So I think in a lot of ways that hurt the consumer, for lack of a better word. You know what I'm saying? The person that's getting it, it's just, you know, it's tough.
So, Mike, there's a couple of different things that are, necessary when it comes to doing, you know, proper inheritance planning. And one of them is making sure that beneficiary designations are filled out properly on any accounts that may have beneficiaries. And some examples of those are life insurance policies, are IRA retirement accounts. They will, 529 plans, they could have beneficiary designations on them. So that's like one of the things to make sure that's done. Then the next thing is to make sure that the will's done properly, right? I mean, what's going to happen to all the things that aren't controlled by beneficiary designations? And that's another thing, Mike, that people miss and they forget, is that if it's got a beneficiary designation on it, it doesn't pass through your will unless you say the beneficiary of it is your estate. If there's somebody named on there, then it's not going through your will. It's going via that beneficiary designation.
Correct, Doug. And then, you know, nowadays, too, we're seeing a lot of payable on death accounts,
mm-hmm.
you know, and stuff. So there's a lot of things that can be done that can make the process, A, a lot simpler, B, very directive, if you will, right? You can control, you know, between payable on death accounts and beneficiary accounts where it's going. So, yes, you need a will. Yes, you need a properly drafted will and all those good things. But a lot of times people think everything is, well, my will says.
Right.
Well, 90% of your stuff is gone before it ever gets to the will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, so that's a big one to keep an eye on.
It really, really is. And then, Mike, there's, you know, there's other things. There's titles, the ownership of accounts, right? Is an account jointly owned with joint rights of survivors? And then as soon as one person passes away, it automatically passes to that co-owner on there. And the cool thing is that you can do a lot of estate planning work without a will, right? We don't recommend it at all, but you can, through beneficiary designation and asset ownership. You could also make assets owned payable on death or transfer on death and name somebody. So right then and there, it doesn't need to have a will associated with that.
Doug, let's talk a minute about the small business owner.
Oh, well, there's an issue.
And the person that's incorporated, you know, and you start a business a very long time ago, and a lot of times it's a family business, and it's been around for 30, 50 years. Well, at death, stock shares, right?
I mean,
you know, is that person the sole owner? Was he the sole owner of the company? You know, different things, setting it up, you know, who's going to inherit it? A small business owner out there, although you think, hey, I'm not, you know, Merck or Walt Disney Company,
right.
You know what I'm saying? A major corporation on the stock exchange, but you are a corporation.
Well, you know what?
And there's things that have to be answered for.
Well, you know what the funny thing is, Mike, is that it's harder for the smaller person than it is for the bigger person.
Yeah.
In many, many circumstances. If you don't have layers of management in your company, right? If it's you and, you know, 5 people who work for you, 10 people who work for you, and you know, and that's it. And you're the CEO, you're the CFO, you know, you're the head bottle washer, you're the cook,
chef,
you're the chef,
washer,
right? You know,
you're
the copy repairman, you know, whatever it is, and you're not there anymore. I mean, we saw it personally inside of our practice here when a client of ours passed away and was a small business owner, the only person eligible to write a check on the checkbook. That's a problem,
yeah.
Right? You know, it's something that then had to be worked around.
You know, it's another area, too, that I want to talk about real quickly. We're talking about this. Is so many times people will sit down with an attorney and have legal documents drafted, and the attorney, they'll do it to a certain extent, and they'll stop.
Right.
And because of money. Oh, it costs X for this, and it costs X for that. And now he or she wants me to do Y and Z also. They're saying we need to do this. Ah, that's enough.
Right.
Be careful.
It's doing half the job.
Right.
Maybe not even half.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in many times, Mike, that final leg is the most important one.
Listen, you and I both spoken to attorneys about cases. An attorney would say, never followed through, never did it, didn't want to do it. The money, you know, complaining about the cost of it. You know, so you got to be careful sometimes, you know. overspending a few dollars now, how smart is it later? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, it's, sure. We've spoken about that. I mean, you can't be, you know, you can't be penny wise and dollar foolish here.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times, and we've spoken about this, you know, in will planning, and we're not attorneys. We don't draft wills. But, you know, very often we've told people, do you know, just by going and having a will drafted and maybe, you know, back in the day having a certain clause in it, just having that one clause in it could save your family, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxation. And I'm like, well, what's it going to cost me to have the will done? I go, well, do you want to know if it's going to cost you to have the will done or not have the will done? I can tell you if you don't have the will done, it's probably going to cost a couple hundred thousand dollars. If you have the will done, I don't know what the attorney's going to charge you, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. You pick. Would you rather pay the $5,000 or $100,000?
I mean, Doug, I mean, I remember back in the day, you know, 20-some-odd years ago, where $1,200 at an attorney's office would save you $100,000 in taxation.
That was that's where I was going with it, you know? All right, folks, that's going to wrap up this segment. Hey, don't forget, pick up the phone and give us a call, 855-262-3722. We're here to help you. We're here to talk to you about this stuff. You know, we've been at it for a while, and, you know, we may have some ideas that could benefit you. So 855-262-3722. Pick up the phone and give us a call. We will be right back, folks.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what's important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air for 25 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
Hey, are you financially prepared for higher inflation or higher taxation? We should probably have a conversation. So why don't we do this? Let's schedule a time to either meet in person or have a phone conversation. Sound good to you? Okay, we're on the radio right now, so you need to call and leave a message with your phone number, and we'll take it from there. 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. If you're financially prepared for inflation or higher taxation, congratulations. If you aren't, we look forward to helping you. Call 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and I hope you're enjoying the show here. And I hope you paid attention during that, you know, when we were talking about the inheritance planning there, Mike, because it really is an important thing to do.
Absolutely, Doug. I mean, for a lot of people, it's overwhelming when they inherit large sums of money. They just don't know what to do. I mean, you know, and we've said it 1,000 times, you always hear people with the lottery and they don't know what to do, but it's kind of like that, right? I mean, not to make slight of it.
Yep. So we're up to what have you been up to lately? And I said early in the short in the show that I wanted to kick it off here. And, you know, I was having a conversation with somebody, and we tried to do some income planning for them earlier in the year, and they kind of they held off, and, you know, we wanted to make some changes, and they were thinking about it. And then I spoke to them last week, and they said, I guess I really blew that. And I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, you know, my account went down 20%, and in this case, it was they had $500,000, and it went down $100,000. And said, you know, I know that when I met with you, we were talking about, you know, setting up a program to get me income out, and, you know, with the $500,000 that I would get, you know, X amount of income a year. And I guess I kind of blew that, huh? And I said to them, I said, well, no. They said, why? I said, you are fortunate at this point in time because interest rates went up, and interest rates have gone up. So about the same income that you could get on $500,000 then, you can get on $400,000 now. Don't blow it again. Now's your out. So there's a lot of people out there, because don't forget, Mike, if you had $500,000, and this is all hypothetical that I'm saying right now, and you were getting 4% interest on that, you were getting $20,000 a year. If you have $400,000 and now you can get 5% interest on that, you're still getting the $20,000 a year.
Great point. Yeah. I mean, that's there you go. Crunch some numbers. And when you look at it, so that is the scenario, you know. And
correct.
It's part of what's going on.
And that's why, you know, so, you know, I said to them, and there's a lot of people out there in that same boat, by the way, you know, not necessarily that were, you know, coming on board with us, they just in general that were in that same boat. And what we're here to tell you is that you're kind of getting a reset opportunity here. Don't blow it. Let's look at it and see if we can, you know, save you a little bit there on that.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up, Doug, because that's super important. And you know, you're right. I also spoke to a potential new client, and we were talking, and lo and behold, is, you know, people are already kind of not apologetic or not backpedaling, but it's like, oh, well, you know, my 401k got crushed, you know. So what now? What, you know, what it happened? What do we do going forward? We can't just roll up and lay on the ground and say, "Well, I'm never gonna,
right?
You know, plan, or I'm never gonna retire again." I mean, you know, like you said, you came up with a great point. Look at it this way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well said. Income when it comes to retirement's the driver. We've always said that. You have life sustaining income that can, you know, for your lifestyle. What more do you have to worry about? You know what I'm saying? Everything else is. The secondary.
Yeah. I mean, there's always a silver lining, I think, right? And the silver lining right now is that we now have interest rate sensitive opportunities for people that we haven't had in a long, long time. I mean, it was really, and don't get me wrong, I'm not, you know, shooting off fireworks celebrating about the interest rates we're getting right now, but they're so much better today than they were. And for the longest period of time, we had a real struggle for people who didn't need or didn't want any, you know, market exposure, finding them interest rates that were good.
Yeah, Yeah, and you know, that's, you know, Doug, you and I have always talked about the 25 years of this show, and we've always talked about during certain periods of time, whether interest rates were low or interest rates were high, market up, market down, we always talked about areas that, hey, this could be done right now. There's the silver lining, whether it was, you know, I remember just even talking to people about tax planning with their wills and getting proper documents. So, you know, again, when you sit down and look at your whole situation, you know, yeah, I get it. Maybe your investments are down. Sure, why not? Most are. Most people are, you know what I'm saying? But what else is going on? What else can you take advantage of at this point in time over what's happened to the markets?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and here's the situation, the scenario is that the average person doesn't know, right? They don't know if there's, you know, what's out there. And that's, you know, where we bring a lot of value to the equation is because we have such a diverse practice with so many different financial instruments that we're licensed and available to bring to people's, you know, lives, that we really have something out there for, I think that we could probably find something for most people out there.
Absolutely.
You know, what else you been up to lately, bud?
No, you know, Doug, again, I just kind of touched on it, speaking to somebody and, you know, looking to do some retirement planning and worrying about the hit that's been taken at the 401k.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to not per se talk about that case. I want to talk to the people out there in general. If you're thinking about retiring this year or sometime next year, again, okay, it happened. But what are you doing about it?
Right.
All right. Now whether you could have prevented it, it's your fault, not your fault. It doesn't matter.
None of that matters anymore.
It's today going forward. So, if you're listening to our show right now, what matters is what are you doing tomorrow to prepare yourself and get the most value out of your retirement? That's what you have to ask yourself.
That's a great point, Mike. And we don't often talk about the fact that there are clients out there who just have us monitoring their 401k on a quarterly basis for them. We have that service that we haven't spoken about it, you know, in a long time. And, you know, it's an option for people out there, because there's a lot of people listening to the show right now, Mike, where that's really their only dollars that they have invested,
yeah.
Right? They might not have extra money sitting around right now. And that's really their only, you know, savings. So you ought to have somebody monitoring that for you, you know, workplace compensation, and that's part of your workplace compensation. And if you're a boss or you're an owner listening right now, you know, Mike and I offer that service to business owners to come out and talk with your employees and you know, and review, you know, 401ks and all that kind of stuff to give that setup. It's becoming more of a, I'm going to call it, obligation of the employer to provide this type of service for their employees.
Yeah, and it's so glaring right now, Doug, because of the year we've had so far where, you know, people had their 401ks and they've been cooking along since 09, if you will. And yeah, there's been bumps in the roads and stuff
right.
Like that. I get it, but always came back quick and all that. And yeah, I'm going to retire maybe next year or a year or two or, you know. And all of a sudden it's like, whoa, boy, we just saw 20% come out of my 401k go
right.
Down. You know what I'm saying? And now it's like, now what? Can I retire? I just blew it. Action speaks louder than words.
No doubt.
Speaks louder than thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So just don't sit there and stew on it and think, I just blew it. I can't retire. Look what I did to myself. I'm a fool. Do something. And that's what we're talking about.
Well, listen, we've said, and I repeat the line of the late, great Sid Friedman when I say this, is that you can choose to do something or you can choose to do nothing. But remember, if you choose to do nothing, you've actually chosen to do something. You've chosen to do nothing.
Yeah.
Now, don't make that choice.
Yeah.
You know, it's like just go and get the physical at the doctor. Go to the dentist twice a year. Have somebody reviewing your financial life for you. It makes sense.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized a sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as a thousand other people. We have offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville, and Toms River to suit your needs. We observe and respect all protocols in order to keep everyone safe and healthy. Or if you wish, we can have our meeting on the phone or video. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. And Mike, we're into the home stretch here, and I just want to take a minute here and tell people about the importance of reviewing your expenses. Okay. All right, we haven't spent a lot of time talking about that recently. But reviewing your expenses and your outflows each month is really important. For some people, it's a mundane exercise. But I've spoken about this in the past. It's like, you know, in today's day and age, you sign up for stuff a lot. And they get you $3 a month, $4 a month, you know, this kind of stuff. And you forget about it. And, you know, every now and then I go in and I do an audit. And one of the big ones for me with my family is that over time is like my kids might be interested in playing a video game, right? And the video game is whatever, $3 a month or, you know, whatever it is. And then they get out of that time frame of playing that video game, but you forget to go in and review it. So those are little expenses. But on a larger scale stuff, insurance, all your different types of insurances, you owe it to yourself to go out there and look. I mean, I did my homeowner's insurance recently, and I saved a lot of money because what just happens is they start you out at a rate, and then they just automatically increase you every year, even if you don't have any claims, right? Yeah. It's like you're getting a 2%, you're getting a 3% increase. Yeah. And most people just absorb it, and they're like, all right, you know, whatever, and goes along. But then all of a sudden you go out and you shop it and you get the same exact coverage from a different carrier for, you know, several hundred dollars less a year. That's a big savings.
Yeah, because it's a hassle to do it and nobody wants to do it. But when you do it and you can end up like you just said, boy, it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
So
you know, just so you know, like
no pain, no gain, as they say, right?
Correct. But yeah. Mike, that's all your insurance coverages, right? Yeah. I just used homeowners, right? That's auto, that's life, that's disability, that's long-term care, you know, all of that stuff. You should be having insurance audits done. And, you know, we do insurance audits for people on their life insurance, on their disability insurance, on their long-term care insurance. You know, those are things that we'll do an insurance audit for you on, you know, happily. And we do that complimentary with no cost or obligation for you. And it's been many, many times over the years when we've helped people save a significant amount of money.
Sure. Absolutely. And you know, that's something that we do. You know, let's take a look at it. And again, Doug, it's always good to review in a fresh set of eyes.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. You know, no doubt about it. So, you know, that's really, you know, just something that's important out there. Because –
at the end of the day, if you know, right now where we're at with this inflation and all that stuff, if it hasn't become apparent to you how important it is to pay attention to cash flow, money coming through the door on a monthly basis, you know, now's this is probably a very eye-opening time for people because, let's face it, you don't have the same amount of purchasing power that you had last year right now.
Yeah, you know, and sometimes, Doug, it's the little things like when it's, you know, something, I just saved $40, I just saved $50, whatever. And then you think, wait, that just paid, you know, this bill or the water bill or,
right.
or something, you know, something that you don't even think of.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it that way.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll give you an example. You know, I went through and I talked about the video games, you know, on the subscription on a thing. And, you know, and I just recently did it and I ended up saving $13 a month. But it's not $1,300 a month, Mike. If I left it alone, right. you got to look at the bigger picture,
right?
It's what's that? $156
yeah,
a year.
No, I hear you. I understand.
You know?
No, absolutely.
So, you know, that's just something that's really important. Also want to remind folks about our locations, right? We've got locations that are easily accessible to everybody listening to the show right now. And you're welcome to come and have a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation with us. And our locations are in Clark, New Jersey, right off of the Garden State Parkway, right? You couldn't get any easier. In Toms River, it is right on Route 37, right? You can't get any easier than that. In Parsippany, it's right up there by the 80, 10, 280, Cherry Hill Road, you know, area right there. You couldn't get any easier. Martinsville, right off of Route 22. You know, you can't get any easier. And, you know, we got a meeting facility in Manasquan right on Route 34. So it's really convenient to get to our offices, as well as we're old school. We do make house calls if you would prefer a house call. And we're modern day if you want to do Zoom or a video meeting of some sort. We'll accommodate you. Just pick the phone up and give us a call, you know. And just so you know, and we've said it over and over, what you hear on the radio is what you get when you meet us. Some people have said, "Oh, but if I call you, are you going to give me to, you know, one of the other people?" And we're like, "No, you get myself or Mike. That's how it goes."
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. So, if, you know, folks, you want to get together, we could certainly make it happen. You know, no issues. So,
yeah,
it's that easy.
Don't hesitate. Remember, we can't call you. You got to call us. The number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Anything you want to add here, Mike?
I think we're good for this week.
You know what else this week? Football season starts. All right?
Yes.
Go ahead. You got the grin. What do you want
to
say?
No, well, for you, it's starting. College started last week. We're ready weekend 12.
NFL season. All right. Have a good week, everybody. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
If you are listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you're feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and be really smart about what you're doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who has been there. Someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations, no strings attached. That's right. They will walk you through their easy process that they have used to help other people for over 25 years. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 3722 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA.
FINRA SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management LLC is separate from Security and Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.